Welcome to the Thrive Podcast. I'm your host, Kathleen Drennan. If you're a floral designer on a mission to build a profitable and thriving business, then you're in exactly the right place. I'm on a mission to bust through the secrecy of our industry, make it easier for you to know exactly what to focus on to help you build your business, and teach you my favorite mindset hacks so that you can learn to show up with more confidence and authority as you grow your business. I am so grateful to be able to share my journey with you, pass along my best shortcuts, and get you on the path to feeling more confident and making money doing what you love. No matter where in the world you're tuning in from, remember, you've got this. So it is 7:26 in the morning, and I have my cup of tea. And I had a whole different episode that I was going to sit down and record later today. And then I had this revelation of this topic of rejection is something that we as business owners, as creatives, as soul-searching entrepreneurs are navigating every single day. And I wanted to put this episode together for you today as you go through the next season, the next chapter, the next phase of your business growth. Because what I want to share with you today literally blew up my brain. And I want to go through it with you step by step so that the next time you feel rejected, you have the support, you have the tools, you have the know-how to be able to respond with confidence. One of the things that has become so clear to me, and I know you've heard me talk about this before, but I am beginning to truly appreciate just how incredibly secretive the floral design industry is and how very few florists actually talk about how to run a profitable business, including how to have resilience and how to have the emotional stamina to keep going. And it's one of those things, and I know for sure, because I have spent time in this place. this is a very common experience for you and I as floral designers when we were in that comparison spiral, when we are telling ourselves we're not good enough, we don't have what it takes to be able to figure this out, that this idea of recognizing that there is a totally different way to look at rejection is so empowering. And I was just so excited to sit down and record this episode for you so that when a customer tells you it's too expensive, if you feel like super attached to thinking, oh my gosh, I just got an inquiry or I've just had a consult with my next absolute favorite client, or I reached out to that planner and then I never heard back from them, or I asked the venue coordinator how I go about getting on their preferred list, or I had the courage to finally reach out to say I want to do a collaboration with that photographer, and you either don't hear back or what you hear back isn't what you expected. And I thought, oh my gosh, I really wish, A, that I had read what I'm going to read to you today and that I had learned this thought process way earlier on in my business journey. But at the same time, I'm so excited that only 10 years into my floral design career have I learned this secret that will forever change the game for all of us. So the first thing I want to talk about is simply the fact that hearing no or not hearing back from a partner, a client, a customer, a creative collaboration, whoever it is, whatever it is, either hearing no or not hearing back from them is a very normal part of the business growth journey. One of the things that I wish I had known earlier is what it's actually like to run a business and how often you're going to hear no, or how often you just simply will not hear back from the person that you sent an email to. And we are so quick to either dismiss the idea or say we mustn't have what it takes, or to make it mean something about us, to make it mean something about our worthiness, and to make it mean something about our ability to be able to figure this out. Except that isn't the case. So the very first lesson I want all of us to take away is that hearing no or not hearing back from a potential client is completely normal. The other thing is that as a human being with a human brain, when you don't hear back from a client, your brain is immediately going to interpret it as a negative thing. Your human brain has an inbuilt negativity bias. So the gap, the silence, the non-response, your human brain is immediately going to interpret this as something bad. For example, let's say you have just put together a quote and you've sent it off to a client, and 48 hours has come around, 72 hours goes by, a week goes by, and you don't hear anything. My brain used to always come back to two thoughts. One, it must be too expensive. I must be too expensive, quite specifically. I must be too expensive. And two, I'm not good enough. Those are the two thoughts that my brain will always fill in on the silence. I mustn't have what it takes. I'm too expensive. I'm not good enough. It's default. It's habitual. It is also by design. Because your primitive brain is built inside of you to keep you safe, the silence is always, 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 always by default going to be filled in with a negative belief. And whatever your negative belief is that is on repeat inside of your own head, I must be too expensive, I mustn't have what it takes, I'm not good enough, there's somebody else out there who's more qualified than I am, the negative space is always going to be filled by the habitual thought, unless you replace it with something else intentional. So remembering that the silence and the no is a normal part of the business growth experience, and that by default, by your human brain's programming, the silence is always going to be filled in with something negative until you replace it with a different narrative. And it's very easy to make somebody else's no mean something about us. That is what is going to happen by default unless you redirect your thinking or you redirect your brain in a totally different direction. And because our industry is so secretive, and when you jump on social media and you see everybody else's Instagram filled with like, look at how effortless and beautiful her designs are, and she's walking through her fields and the sun's setting and it's so perfect and her content's so amazing and her baby is so perfect and her dog is so cute and oh my gosh, she's just dressed in the latest trendy outfit and how does she look so effortless and did she wake up looking like that and she's so young and pretty and beautiful? Maybe it's Maybelline. This is very normal. Like, that is literally what my brain does whenever we're scrolling on Instagram. It's like, oh, hello, brain. Hello. Thank you so much for showing up to this party. Remembering that when we're in that point of comparison and when we're telling ourselves we're not good enough, we mustn't have what it takes to be able to figure this out, it is so easy to make the rejection, to make the no and to make the silence mean something about us and something about our worthiness. But I want to read to you this paragraph that fundamentally changed my perspective on rejection. And if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, you'll know that I do recommend that every single one of us have our own copy of Jack Canfield's The Success Principles. So one of the reasons I love this book, and I will say, like, I originally got this, I was about to say hired it. I hired it from the library. I borrowed it from the library. Thank heavens for the library, because this is one of the greatest, like, greatest shortcuts that we have as entrepreneurs. Can we please just take a moment for all of the amazing humans that have come before us and decided to write down the lessons and the learnings that they've had, and then we can buy it in a book, we can listen to it on audio, or we can hire it from the library. That's going to be how we refer to it from now on. Hiring things from the library. I mean, if you're in North America, you can just call it borrowing. It's fine. It's fine if you don't want to change your language. But I had originally borrowed this book from the library. And I got about 20 pages into it, and I was like, oh, this isn't one of those, I'm going to sit down and read it and take a few notes. This is one of those, this should sit on my desk. This should be a part of my Flower Boss library. So I will link in the show notes a link to this book if you want to grab it on Amazon. Otherwise, check out your local library just in the first instance. But I will say, if you can grab a used copy of it, go out and buy a copy of it from your local independent bookstore. Do what you can to get your grubby little dirty hands on this book, because it's so helpful in the fact that Jack Canfield actually is the creator of Chicken Soup for the Soul. So shout out to all of my 80s and 90s self-help OG fans. But the idea of what he's done in this book is very similar, but different. It's built for business owners and entrepreneurs. And he's broken it down into very small bite-sized chapters. So whatever the struggle is that you are experiencing right now in your business, you can jump to the section or the mini little chapter that he has written specifically about each one of these topics. And each chapter is 5 or 6 pages long. But even just simply reading the table of contents can help you truly normalize your experience, regulate your nervous system, and really feel like, okay, nothing has gone wrong here. I am doing my Flower Boss journey correctly. Because even just looking at the table of contents is like, okay, these are all very normal struggles. This isn't me. This is the experience. And it's in chapter 18, in a chapter called Rejecting Rejection. And I picked this up a couple of months ago because I remember thinking, okay, I just got another no. So what does Jack Canfield have to say about this experience? And he's so matter of fact, he's so to the point, and it's so succinct that I was like, huh, on the first page of his chapter about rejecting rejection. I'm going to read this paragraph out to you because it's very helpful. If you're going to be successful, you're going to need to learn how to deal with rejection. Rejection is a natural part of life. You get rejected when you aren't picked for the team, don't get the part in the play, don't get elected, don't get into the college or graduate school of your choice, don't get the job or promotion you wanted, don't get the sale, don't get the raise you wanted, you don't get the appointment you requested, you don't get the date you asked for, you don't get permission you requested, or you get fired. You get rejected when your manuscript is rejected, your proposal is turned down, your new project idea is passed over, your fundraising request is ignored, your design concept is not accepted, your application for membership is denied, or your offer for marriage is not accepted. Here's the part that blew my brain wide open. Rejection is a myth. To get over rejection, you have to realize that rejection is really a myth. It doesn't really exist. It is simply a concept that you hold in your head. Think about it for a second. If you ask Patty to dinner with you and she says no, you don't have anyone to eat dinner with before you asked her, and you don't have anyone to eat dinner with after you asked her. The situation didn't get worse, it stayed the same. It only gets worse if you go inside and tell yourself something extra like, see, my mom was right. No one will ever like me. I am doomed to be alone forever. If you apply to Harvard for graduate school and you don't get in, you weren't in Harvard before you applied and you're not in Harvard after you applied. Again, your life didn't get worse. It stayed the same. You haven't really lost anything. And think about this. You have spent your whole life not going to Harvard. You know how to handle that. The truth is, you never have anything to lose by asking. And because there is something to possibly gain, by all means, ask. This concept that rejection is a complete fallacy is so empowering. Because if you put the proposal together for the client and they don't respond, there is complete silence, you have been ghosted, you are actually no worse off. The only thing you've done is invested some time and some energy in putting proposal together, and I can guarantee you, you have learned something. You have refined your template. You have felt more confident in your pricing. You've simplified your system. You will have gained something even by their no, even by their lack of response. So remembering, and I used to teach having to create a structure for ourselves so that we can feel supported through our own rejection process. However, this concept of rejection is a fallacy is the ultimate way to support yourself so that you can sit here now with your clean brain and your most empowered thinking, and you can open the notes app on your phone and you can decide ahead of time, this is how I'm going to talk to myself the next time a client says no, the next time I get ghosted, the next time I have the courage to email the planner, the venue coordinator, the photographer, the next time I gain the courage to be able to do the thing, I get to decide ahead of time how I'm going to support myself and remind myself that rejection is simply a concept in my own brain. You don't have to make it mean anything about you. You don't have to make it mean anything about your worthiness or your ability to figure this out. Because as Jack Canfield so rightly points out, you are actually no worse off. The only thing that happened is you got your hopes up. You anticipated and saw a better future for yourself. You had an idea and you went for it. And in actual fact, the byproduct of all of that is that you learned something. You are better off because of the experience, regardless of what the person said to you or didn't say to you. So the rejection isn't even real. Where we get ourselves into trouble, though, and where I absolutely 100% am the leader of getting myself into trouble, is making it mean something about my ability, making it mean something about me, and making it mean something about my enoughness. It's so easy and so normal for us to decide that their no, that their silence in response when you go out and ask for something, it's so easy for you and I to make it mean something about ourselves. But that's completely optional. It isn't necessary. It's not required. If we can really sell ourselves on the fact that rejection isn't real, and we decide ahead of time how we're going to talk to ourselves when the person says no, or if they don't get back to us, we are going to cheer ourselves on. We are going to support ourselves. We're going to congratulate ourselves for the fact that we even had the courage, because most people aren't going to do the thing that you want to do. Most people don't even have the courage to send the email, to start the business, to put the quote together, to reach out to the photographer, to raise their prices. Most people aren't going to do the thing that you just did, regardless of the result. But because you're not most people, you are the person who takes action. You are the person who takes the risks. You are the person who decides, you know what? If she can do it, so can I. That means you also are building resilience. And resilience, my friend, is magnificent. Truly, truly magnificent. It is one of those secret weapons that shouldn't be so secret, but it really is. Like, holy crap, you can go through really hard seasons in your life and in your business, and with resilience, the stronger your resilience muscle is, the better off you're going to be, the more fulfilled you're going to be in your business, the more satisfied you're going to be in your life, the more excited you're going to be to take on the next challenge. So remember, the next time the client says you're too expensive, the next time you don't hear back from that customer, the next time you hear somebody walk by your shop and say, oh, great product, but it's just so expensive. Remember, rejection isn't real. This isn't a thing. And creating some separation. I have found it really helpful to do a very quick thought download when you get the email or when a customer says to you the words, and literally just write the words out on paper. Or in the instance where you get ghosted, write out the silence, write out a very clean circumstance for yourself. What are the facts? What exactly did the customer say to you? What exactly was written in the email? What exactly, how many days, how many minutes went by that the ghosting, and you officially declared that the ghosting happened? And then decide what you want to make it mean. And remember, have compassion for your primitive brain, because it's going to want to go to the place where you're not good enough, you don't have what it takes, and this isn't meant to be. That's the completely normal default narrative, because we've been practicing that narrative for decades. However, rejection isn't real, and you get to decide what you want to make their words or their silence mean. And I highly recommend that you decide ahead of time when you're feeling your most confident, your most capable, and your most empowered, that you decide ahead of time and write yourself a little love note in the notes app on your phone. Tell yourself how proud you are of this experience. Tell yourself how grateful you are that you had the courage, that you have the audacity to dream, that you have the creativity to even think up this idea, and that you're the kind of person who takes action, because most people don't. Most people are too scared to be able to actually say yes to going all in and backing themselves. Most people don't have the courage to say, you know what, I'm going to quit my job and I'm going to completely reinvent my life and I'm going to go out there and do the thing that everybody says I shouldn't do. I am going to break all the rules. I am going to break all the stereotypes. I am going to go out there and make money and be completely self-sufficient and push myself out of my comfort zone. And if they all look at me like I'm completely crazy, great. Super. Those people who want to come along with me, let's go for it. Let's do this thing. Let's embrace the fact that rejection isn't real and that that dream was planted in your heart for a reason. You have everything that you need to be able to build that dream business, everything that you need. You already are that future version of yourself. And somebody else's no, somebody else's silence doesn't mean crap about your ability to figure this out. Remember that rejection isn't real. And you get to decide ahead of time how you're going to show up, what you're going to make it mean, and continue to do the work. So my friends, thank you to Jack Canfield for blowing my brain up 100 times. Please go out there and grab yourself a copy of his book, because it has been so helpful in just normalizing this experience of what it's like to be a creative entrepreneur, what it's like to be ambitious, what it's like to have goals and to be able to achieve and want to achieve the things. And as always, I hope that this has been helpful. Please go out there the next time you hear no, the next time somebody says you're too expensive, the next time you don't hear back from a client or the vendor or the photographer or the creative partner or the wholesaler or the grower or whatever it is, don't make it mean a single thing about you. And instead, celebrate the crap out of yourself because you had the courage to take action and do the thing and make it happen. Please remember, drive safe, and no matter where in the world you are, I am sending you the biggest hug. Drink your water, eat your vegetables, and get some sleep, and I will talk to you again next week. Bye for now.